Well, this is Prema Bhakti Chandrika, but I had a question about
obstacles
are coming in bhajan. They will come. In sadhan, they will come in abundance. When gradually, by sadhan bhajan, we are going towards nishtha and ruchi. They will go gradually. And then we will come to bhav. Almost all things will go. But a smell will be there. They will seek an occasion when we come. We can come. But bhavbhakta always so careful that he does not give any chance to return there. And in prema bhakti, that gandha also goes away. But there is chance that a smell can come and then all obstacles can come.
Even in prema.
When a man sees Krishna darshan, after prema darshan, there is no chance of a smell and nothing. Archantak nibrati is there.
समझ रहे हैं?
एक हाँ क्या भी हताश का क्या होगा?
Disappointed, discouraged or disappointed.
There is no question of to be disappointed. No. Always be with utsah that I will have Krishna prema. Certainly, if I know that it will be in after hundred births. Oh, it is fixed. That I will in 100 births. I will surely. So it depends on the sadhana of that sadhak. So in bhakti calls, we should be always inquiring. Utsahat nishchaya. Nishchay rup mein hame milenge hi. जब इतने समय पार कर लिया और विषयों को अब समझने लगे जैसे ये ठीक नहीं है, he thinks that I am not guru, always he thinks that my gurudev is gurudev, so all these very smelling and gold flowers are coming, I will take them as a pushpanjali to our Gurudev hand, and he will give it all to Radha Krishna, lotus feet. He never wants to steal a very small part of that for his own purpose. What comes, he gives it to his Gurudev, and his Gurudev gives it to the feet of lotus of Krishna and Radha. This is certainly a good.
But when he teaches disciples, then how, if he does not think I am guru, what does he think on
it? And he should think, actually we are not guru. No. This actual thing, what is the harm to realize this? But if they pretend and think them that I am guru, they are following you. Actually not you.
Then in what attitude does he do those duties of giving instruction?
What instruction?
Why should he give instruction to anybody if he is...
No. He gives instruction. He will give. He helps others. He tells that these instructions are not of mine. All these or instruction. Are of my Gurudev. I am like a peon. I am not master of all these things. What he has told me, I am telling to you. So he gives all these things. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has written like this.
Yes.
And told like this. I have a money order, I am a peon. I am getting this money order to a certain person by whom name is has been coming. If he takes a pipe from that money order, he is dismissed from his service. So we should try to be like this.
गुरु बने का अधिकार उसी पर जो आसक्ति की स्टेज पे है उससे पहले गुरु बन सकते हैं.
गुरु बहुत तरह के होते हैं, उनका मध्यम अधिकार से जरूर होने चाहिए. एटलीस्ट मध्यमाधिकार शुड बी देयर टू बी ए गुरु. देन यू गिव इनिशिएशन और एनीथिंग. इफ ही गिव्स, then we should think that by his mercy, he being a uttam bhakta, he coming down, he is giving initiation. But he is in uttam adhikar. This is adhikar of madhyama adhikari to give initiation, harinam and all this.
I had one question about Srimati Radharani. I wrote it down. In Vilapa Kusumanjali, in the 10th canto, when we hear of Srimati Radharani, she is fully engaged in pastimes with Krishna and with her own sakis. We do not hear that she has any connection with conditioned souls or neophyte bhakti. And yet, our Srila Prabhupada writes in his book, Radha is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. So, could you explain more how a beginning devotee has a relationship with Radharani?
How beginning devotees cannot have all this. It is not for beginners. Where he has written in 10th canto?
No, he has written this in the purport to Adi Leela, canto chapter 4.
Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
Oh.
Radha is a medium transmitting a living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors.
How do you think, we think that Vrinda Devi, Yoga Maya are mediums? No? You understand this?
Yes.
Very vividly. That Yoga Maya, Yoga means plus, who meets the conditioned soul to Krishna. This is yoga. Maya means the prem here. Maya has two meanings.
Yes.
Maya means affection for this world. Illusory Maya.
Yes, Mahamaya.
This is called Mahamaya. And the same Maya, when it acts, that by prem, Vishuddha prem, pure prem, she mixes a G plus with Krishna. This is Yoga Maya. Maya means prem. Either it will be in Maya, either it will be in Krishna. Both are Maya. But that Maya is Vishuddha Maya, and this is a illusory Maya. So by medium of Yoga Maya, Vrinda Devi always mixes a conditioned soul to Krishna. not conditioned soul, when it is conditioned soul, anyhow she managed by Guru and Vaishnava to meet Krishna. But all are fraction of Srimati Radhika. All, Jog Maya, Vrinda Devi, Jamuna Devi, Giriraj Govardhan, Vaishnavas, every Guru is all our fraction of Srimati Radhika. So, it has been told here. But directly she does not do it. By means of Jog Maya, Vrinda Devi and all others. Because Radha has no purpose with conditioned soul. Only Mahamaya has something with him. So I think he has written, having the idea of that Radha. Radha means those who worship Krishna.
Yes, the worshipper of Krishna.
Worshipper of Krishna is Radhika.
Yeah.
Best is Radhika. So Aradhan has come from Radhika. No? This is called Samvid and Samladini Shar.
Yes.
Substance of is both of these. This is called Bhakti. No? Bhakti is medium between Krishna and conditioned soul. So bhakti is a part and parcel of Srimati Radhika. No?
Yes.
Bhakti lives actually in whole in Radhika.
Yes.
And from bhakti, if a particle comes in our heart, in jeev, then jeev becomes aradhak of Krishna.
Yes.
Otherwise he cannot be. So that a sparkle comes from Radhika. So she is medium.
Yes. What about when so many bhaktas in Vrindavan, they sing, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. It is not direct that they can.
Well, because someone has, Mukta Mahapurush has told like this. Understand?
Yes.
They follow him. They don't know who is Radhika, what is Radhika. Araksha Puller comes, tells that, oh Radhe, 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 Radhe. If he sees a monkey, Jai Sri Radhe, doing whole day all other businesses, and then they come to take darshan of deities, or Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. When they see each other, Jai Sri Radhe, Radhe. Or Gurudev was quite against of this Radhe, Radhe.
Three common saying Radhe, Radhe.
Because Sukadeva Goswami has not yet written any Radhe Naam directly in Srimad Bhagavatam. In so many devotees, Sukadeva Goswami was telling this Bhagavatam. Parikshit was in last days. Yet he concealed this Radha name in Bhagavat. Because she was his Aradhika, that is his Ishtade. So he tried to conceal Radha Nam, because if he tells Radhika Nam and he remembers Radhika Nam, he goes in a murcha of 6 months. Sarmasika murcha bhave, it has been written. Understand?
Yes.
If he tried to...
He would go into trance or ecstasy too much and could not speak.
See, for 6 months.
Then no Srimad Bhagavatam.
So he had not told. And one thing. Parokshabhado am Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat Parokshabhado. It is in Parokshabhado. What is called Parokshabhado? There is a word, Sanskrit word, Parokshabhado. What is the Paroksha Bhava? I am describing this. Today I meet a man, and that man was actually a devotee. No? He was not Indian. he was of America, no?
Yeah.
And he was so lean and thin, but he was so learned person, and he has written so many books, and he has written so many volumes, a book of his Gurudev. Can you tell the name of that devotee?
Yes, ma'am.
Who is he?
Satguru.
I have not taken your name, but yet I have described you all these things.
Yeah.
So in Srimad Bhagavata, Ek Parokshavad, he has never told the name of Radhika directly, but he has told much and more than that.
Hmm.
Because Srimad Bhagavata is a rasa grantha. You know rasa grantha?
Yes, yes. It is a rasa shastra. Rasa shastra.
Yes. Srimad Bhagavata. Hmm. If a lady is naked, you should not see. No? And it will look like ugly. But he is full dressed. And if he has done so, he will try to see what is behind in this. How she is beautiful. Always Utkantha. Utkantha, you know?
It's called
Utkantha?
Great
desire.
Yes.
Untolerable desire. We cannot shake.
Yes.
No? There were lakhs and lakhs of beautiful ladies there, gopis. No?
No.
And they were so beautiful, so melodious, full of all art. Art were serving them, and they were dancing, and Krishna was dancing with them. And at once Krishna took one of them, only one, who was so much beautiful and very much beautiful and all having all qualities. The most beautiful and Gunavati, having all qualities, qualified, he took that lady and at once became out of sight. Gopis are searching them. What Krishna has done? But when they saw the footprints of two, one male and other female, Who is he? They try to think it. Okay. They went on. They are now trying to know who is he. They, that time, they forgot to serve Krishna. Why? Because for this lady, for this gopi, very gopi, he has left all us. So they became so curious. Who is he? After some time, they saw that there is a deep point of Krishna feet. Know that lady's gopi's footprint is there. And the Krishna feet was 1 inch deep in Dhuli, Vrindavan. What they thought? Certainly that gopi must have said that I am so tired, I cannot walk. Then this lover, Krishna, had taken up his soldiers and certainly gone in this way. After going some time, some distance, they saw that there are two sitting, ye baithe hain uska lakshan dekha. They saw that both have seated here. and there are so many flowers hither and thither. First they decided, here he has told that lady, that gopi, that oh, you should sit here. And he has taken flowers from that manan creeper. Because here Krishna only this thing.
The toes, impression of toes on the ground. Yeah.
Because flowers were in high state. And he has caught hold of that branch and his Krishna is chan kar raha hai phool. Mane, see, Krishna is chan kar, phoolon ka chan kar raha hai.
He
is collecting flowers from Kirtan.
Yes.
Like this. So he has must hear. He has done man prasadan of Srimati. They said that who are with her and who is not. They inquired. At last they thought that, oh, this very lady is not here. Yes. So who is this? Anaya Radhito Nunam Bhagavan Hare Vishwa. Anaya Radhito, this very gopi has done aradhana to that person and now so he is basibhut of that gopi. Basibhut means controlled of by that. So this must be Radhika. Then you? Here there is no name, but only this word aradhana. Anayaradhito, this aradhito word denotes that who is she.
Yes.
In Uddhav Sandesh, Brahmargita and all others, in every line there is a name of Srimati Radhika, but by covering way.
Yes.
This is called Parokshavad. In Parokshavad, it becomes so lovely, this thing. So Srimad Bhagavati is a rasa grantha. Everywhere there is Radhikana, but the persons who are not qualified, they cannot see. We have heard that there is a river in Orissa, no? Suvarnarekha Nadi, the river of Suvarnarekha. Gold are found there. In sand. But we cannot know that whether this is sand or gold. But the knowing person takes that sand and do anything and they collect gold from all these things. So if a man is so rasi, tatvajna, and being in Guru Parampara, they can know that everywhere Radhanam is in Srimad Bhagavatam. In first slok, Janma Adasya Jata Anmiyadi Tarapasya, or so of it goes. Janma Adasya Jata, first slok. This is also in Vedanta Sutra. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. The next is Janmadasya Jata. And this is Srimad Bhagavat is the explanation of this. First slok is explanation of second sutra of Vedanta Sutra. Janmadasya Jata. Janma Adi Jata. From whom the janma, sthiti and bhang of this world comes. From where this world comes.
Yes, the origin.
And by origin.
Yes.
And in whom it is
resting,
nourished.
Yeah, maintained.
And after destruction, where it goes.
Yeah.
That is Brahma. जन्म आदि यक्ष, यक्ष माने अष्ट विश्वस्त और द बर्थ ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड कम. बट विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर एंड जी गोस्वामी ठाकुर, जी गोस्वामी और सनातन गोस्वामी हैज टेकन ऑल्सो अनदर मीनिंग ऑल्सो. जन्मादस्य जत आ रहा है कुछ समझ में? जन्मादस्य जत, जन्म आदि जत आदरस परो रस आदिरस आद्यरस. आद्यरस माने फ्रॉम होम एवरी रस इज कम आउट, फ्रॉम होम वात्सल्य कम, फ्रॉम होम दास्य सख्य वात्सल्य मधुर हास्य अद्भुत करुण रोष भयानक बुद्धवत, एवरीथिंग कम्स आउट फ्रॉम आद्यरस माने श्रृंगारस मधुर रस, मधुर इसी आद्यरस. फ्रॉम होम इट कम्स, फ्रॉम होम इट कम्स राधा एंड कृष्ण. सो राधा एंड कृष्ण इज द मोर थिंग ऑफ दिस रस, ओशन ऑफ दिस रस. अन्वय एंड ईथर बाय बोथ दिस वर्ल्ड हैज कम हियर बाय अन्वय एंड व्यतिरेक. व्हाट इज अन्वय एंड व्हाट इज व्यतिरेक? इन जनरल मीनिंग this meaning is that anvay, anvay means you don't know anvay, anvay means from whom it is coming down, this is anvay. No? How it comes up by anvay? Anvay means anukul, anukul means
favorable,
by favorable term. No? I am explaining this. I have no word for it. I am lacking of bhasha.
Lacking of
language. Yeah. Here, anu, anvaya, there are three kinds of shaktis of Krishna. This shakti, ye shakti, maya shakti. No?
Yes.
From Chit Shakti, whole Chit world comes. No?
Yes.
Krishna Lila, Krishna pastimes, Golok Vrindavan, everything comes out from Chit Shakti, Yoga Maya, Swarup Shakti. All are yeah. And there is a word I'm remembering. Everything has come out from Shakti. Shakti Parinam Bhar. Shakti has taken shape of Chit Jagat. Understand?
Yes. Yeah. Universe, Chit Jagat.
Chit Shakti. Chit Jagat has come from Chit Shakti. Chit Jagat. Nand Baba, Yashoda, Krishna, the shape of Baldev, everything, and their pastime, their love, everything is Chinmay. The trees, the earth of that Golok Vrindavan, the lathiya of the stick of Krishna, Singha, Venu, all are Chinmay. No?
Yeah.
Because they are from Swarup Shakti. Swarup Shakti has taken shape of all these things. This is Anvay. No? All Jivas has come from Jiva Shakti. This is Anvay. Jiva Shakti has been taken shape of all Jivas. So this is Shakti Parinam. This is Anvay. And this world, illusory Maya, has come out from Maya. Maya Shakti. Or Achit Shakti. These are from onwards. But being a Chit Jiv Swarup, coming out from on Chit Shakti, Jiv is a Chit. Whether he may be on Chit, but he is Chit. No combination of Achit, Maya. Maya cannot control this Jiv because he is superior. But why it comes in illusory Maya? Why is now controlled by this Maya? It is astonishing matter. Matter of astonishment.
How the Jiva comes under the control of Maya?
Maya. Because Jiva is Chetan, Maya is Jara. A Jara Vastu cannot control Chetan Vastu. But by the ghatan aghatan patyasi shakti of Krishna. Krishna is sarvajna. Krishna is saktiman, all saktiman. Saktiman, full of shakti.
Yes.
If three kind of shaktis are in Krishna, he is controlling all shakti. He can do which is not to be done. He can do.
Impossible. Yeah.
Impossible is always possible for Krishna. So, by his aghatan ghatan pratyasi shakti, understanding?
Yes.
That is not possible. But yet it becomes possible by what shakti is called aghatan ghatan patyasi shakti. By this, jiva being a chetan is controlled by Maya. He comes in the grasp of Maya. This is vyatirek. Anvay is this from chit shakti, chit jagat, anu chit shakti, jiva comes, jiva shakti, from jiva shakti. And from Maya Shakti, this Mayic world comes. This is Anvay. And Pratikul, Ether. Ether means Jiv being a Chetan, how it comes in the grasp of Maya. And now he is understanding that I am this physical body. No? And he comes in the control of Roop, Ras, Gandha, Sabda, Sparsh. Understanding?
Yes, yes.
Of this world.
Yeah.
Whether this is very so much illusory, so much dukkha karak, dukkha dene vala.
Miserable.
He knows. But yet he comes in the grasp of Maya. This is ether. Anvay, that was direct, and this is by indirect. So this whole world has come and is seen by anukul and pratikul bhav of Maya. Anukul from coming down from Sri Shakti, and here mixing of Maya with Amaya. Chetan mixing with this jar is ether. This is general meaning. For tattva gyan. But when others is coming from them, whom? Here how it will be? Adharas mane madhur ras.
Arivas is madhur.
Madhur ras. Here, Anvay means when Radha and Krishna are meeting together, this is Anvay. Directly they are meeting. They are dancing. They are playing here and there. They are gambling. And there are so many things that is written in Goswami books. This is some bhogaras. That is both are meeting together. And so many ras is creating there. Ocean of ras is coming there. And each other are drowning in that ras. This is called anvaya. And vyatirek. Vyatirek means when Srimati Radhika has done Ma, or Krishna has gone to Mathura, or Krishna has gone to Dwarka. Now there is Viraharas, Vipralambharas. This is Vyatirek.
Direct and indirect. Sambhog and
Vipralambha. By this, Rasa Ocean goes high and high. These are Lahari. These are Lahari means? Waves of that ocean. Just coming and down. It makes isthi. Isthi means to swell.
Increases the ocean.
And makes it so lovely. If there was no man, if there was no pravas, pravas you know? Pravas means to go away very far. To go to cowherd. This is pravas for a day. For 12 hours or 9 hours or 8 hours. No? If Radha Krishna, both are sitting here. In one place. If Krishna has done any joke, he told Krishna, Krishna told to Radhika to cut a joke, that was, "Oh Chandravali, you are so beautiful." He told to Radhika. Then she at once became in other mood. She told, "Oh Kans, why you are sitting here?" And she did man, and she did like this. I did not talk. Krishna is doing so much trying to remove her. Both are sitting here. Or both are wanting that they should talk. They should play. But neither she is telling anything, nor Krishna has done also like this.
So that's separation, even when they're together.
Being together and not talking, this is most superior than what Krishna has gone to Dwarka. And they are not talking, this is anything more. What thing? This is not basic. But when both are there, and they want to talk, want to play, but they cannot play. Man is there, dividing two. There is a very
wall
of man. For them, to remove this wall is very good thing, if anyone can remove. Sometimes Krishna by float, sometimes by touching the feet of Krishna, Radhika, and by other means, he subsides this. This makes this ocean of love so high. So by these things, by Dipranam and Sambho, it makes a rush. Abhigya Swarat. Abhigya. Abhigya means, first general meaning will come that Abhigya. How this world came out, how it is nourished, how it came in Krishna. It is very astonishing, effect of astonishing, very ashchargyajanak. Only Krishna is abhigya in this fact, not Brahma and Shankara and all others. Even Baldev is, sometimes Baldev Prabhu does not know.
Krishna is all knowing.
But Krishna is all knowing. You know the fact that Baldev once was, he was not knowing all these facts. When Brahma stolen all the boils and cups of Krishna, and Krishna became all the cats, cups and cowherds. For 1 year. And he played daily. He used to go to forest with all these things and again returns his home and goes to their mother, their cows, and they playing like usual.
Yes.
When 2 or 3 days were baki rah gaye the.
Oh yeah, remaining.
Remaining
in the year, yeah.
Baldev Prabhu saw that at once. Cows are coming running. And they are not giving milk to
new
calves. They are giving it to the calves who are more than 1 year. And the fathers were loving their baby child. Mothers are not loving their baby child, but those who are of 1 year or 2 years. They are loving their child. Why? He says that, oh, Brahma has done, Brahma cannot do. Shankar? None. Any other? No. I am not knowing that whose Maya is, by whose Maya, I have been also misled. He sought towards Krishna. And at once he knew that this is Maya of Krishna, which keeps me in deep andhakar. Andhakar means
darkness.
For 1 year to me.
Yeah.
For me. Oh, this is Maya of Krishna. I am cheated. He laughed and told Krishna, Krishna, why you have done so? Krishna also began to laugh. Oh, I have done. Because I wanted to test the milk of cows. Cows wanted that I should be calf of and son of cows. And all gopis were in mother stage. They wanted that I should be a child of all gopis. For this I took Brahma here and I played all these things. So I have done this. So Baldev Prabhu also is unknown by, unaware by the Krishna Maya. What to say? Others are so much of his getting the Dasarath. How to serve Krishna? How to please Krishna? Radhanu. And how to please Radhika? Krishna. And how to make this rush ocean so increasing? They know. And how to give it to others? They know. Both Radhika and Krishna. So both are abhikinda. Tene brahma hridaya adakave muhyante jata surayah. How this srishti, this birth of this world and nourishment and to jagat ko apne mein le lena, to take the world in him. Lawyer, you know lawyer?
Lawyer, no.
Lawyer means everything to take in his incarnate of this Vishnu, Mahalo.
Yes.
So, Tene Brahma Rida. Brahma wanted to create this world, but he was failed. He came out from Garbhodarshayi, this
navel.
What is called?
His navel. He came out on the stem of the lotus, coming from his navel.
From lotus?
Yeah.
What to do? He began to. World came tapas from water, and he began to do tapas. You know tapas?
Yes, tapas. Austerity. No.
Tapas. At last, Krishna came in his heart, in his mind, remembrance, in dhyan, and told him, who am I? What is this world? What is the illusory Maya? What is bhakti? What is sadhana? What is pain? Everything. In 4 slokas.
Successful.
But he knew all these things. But how it became practically, he has no idea. So Krishna told that, I am keeping my hands on you and you will aware of all these things. consciousness, by my grace, everything will what?
Be revealed.
You will reveal. I will reveal all these things in you.
Yes.
So Guru can tell everything, but Shishya cannot feel it. But when he will tell that, oh, by my grace, you should feel it.
Then manifest in his heart.
By manifesting all these things in his heart. Then Brahma knew this. Tene Brahma Ridaja Adakabai. So he manifested all these tattva, world tattva, Bhagavat tattva, bhakti tattva, prem tattva, and everything what this world is connected, everything. He told to Brahma. Tene means manifest.